It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go. Try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Did you know a year away from the FIFA World Cup coming to Kansas City, and on Tuesday, June 16th of next year will be the first match that we have in town at Arrowhead. Remember, they're going to have 4 group stage matches here in town, plus a round of 32, and then a quarterfinal on July 11th of next year. So we're only a year out from this thing really kicking off. And I was trying to figure out, when do you think the city you'll sense the excitement? We're a year out, so I understand. I think it's going to be...
Not yet, even though it's only a year out, which is crazy.
I think it's going to be when the group are announced, right? When we know, all right, is Germany coming to Kansas City? Is, you know, pick your country, right? That when we know the group, therefore the potential matchups you could have and potentially the way it could play out to who we could have in a perfect case scenario quarterfinal, that kind of stuff. I think that's when it becomes real. I understand there's people very hard at work for the last couple of years on this thing.
Putting
there's
this
a
thing
ton
together.
Of planning going on.
A lot going on at Arrowhead now.
Arrowhead's doing some changes, some renovations to make it happen. Obviously, we've talked about the transportation aspect that has to be worked out. All of that kind of stuff. People want to know, you know, when can you buy tickets and all that kind of stuff. But I think the real excitement will be when we know which countries are coming to Kansas City and in the group that we're getting here.
Like, I saw this stuff yesterday, and it was like nationwide, right? You'd see these little events in New York and LA and these other host cities, and you're like, yeah, I guess it's kind of cool. Like a year out from the event, obviously we were really excited when it got announced it was going to be in Kansas City. I think I was out of town, funny enough. I think I was off the show.
Okay.
When the official, we were talking in the lead up to it, but I think I was actually gone off the show the official day of the announcement. But that's a really cool thing to come to your city. And you and I had been talking about all the stuff that had been happening, the draft, and I don't know, maybe the Chiefs build a new stadium, a Super Bowl, or anything else. Airport, the things that make your city feel bigger and feel like they're progressing towards bigger things. This is still one of those events, but I've lost all steam and the excitement until you tell me the countries that are coming. Once you tell me, all right, it's Germany and Paraguay, and here's the group. that's going to be playing games, playing matches in your city. Tickets go on sale next week. Get hyped. That's when I think it'll feel very real to me. The just like, here's the poster, here's the city song. Like, I appreciate that that's part of the rollout. I didn't get real hyped up for that. I don't know if that's wrong or not. It's fine. But like, it's not, for me, it's the same time as you. It's not going to be a real goal until I know the teams who are playing.
Yeah, I think there's a big KC kickoff community event going on later on this month on June 22nd, ironically enough, at the Asperia campus. But that's where the... that's where
why has that been brought up lately?
That's where the
we'll
the,
talk about the stadium stuff yesterday.
That's Missouri, where the Kansas City kickoff community event is going to take place. But yeah, I mean, it truly is going to be a once in a lifetime event for us here in Kansas City. So with that, that automatically brings the excitement. But I think a lot of people still want to know more details on how it's all going to play out. And yeah, can they get tickets? How affordable are they going to be? When can they buy tickets and all that? And we're still months out, I believe, from that.
What do you think on the affordability? Are they still going to give? To my understanding, yeah, there is a certain amount locally that they make available before opening it up to everyone nationally. So like, my hope is still, now I'm not saying cheap. Don't mistake affordable for what the event is for cheap, because I don't think going to a Chiefs game is cheap.
Right.
I would never describe it that way. I borderline wouldn't describe going to a Chiefs game as affordable for most people. It's hundreds and hundreds of dollars. But what I'm talking about is secondary Taylor Swift concert ticket prices. I'm not trying to pay a G
on the secondary market, there will be some
match. I'm trying to pay a few hundred dollars to go to a World Cup match.
It sounds like on the secondary market, there will be those crazy prices. Yeah. But initially, if you can get in, I don't know, lottery or whatever, however they're going to do it.
I think the email for like to tell me when tickets are available.
Sure. And I don't know how they're going to do it, though. Is it a lottery system? Is it? I truly don't know. I haven't seen information on that. But I think the face value ticket, yeah, maybe it's $100, $150, $200 for a face value ticket for the group stage. But that doesn't mean that's what you're going to get the ticket for, because I don't know how difficult it's going to be. I will say, depending on how things just go in the world over the next year as well, it might dictate where the ticket pricing is and how many people are actually coming into the United States and coming to Kansas City. That can also swing what kind of ticket prices we're going to see. And a lot of external factors that go into that.
Yeah, for sure. So. And again, depending on what group you get here, we know that certain countries, this is just like, we don't pay attention to it, but every 4 years, but you'll notice it now. Some countries travel better to see their teams in the World Cup. If we manage to get Brazil coming to Kansas City for their group stage matches, probably going to be
people
a crowd.
People are talking about renting out their houses,
which
I do not.
I don't think it's going to happen at all. If the U.S. managed to come here,
man, the U.S. is not coming to Kansas City.
Talk about renting their houses.
We're
out
not
for
getting
month?
United.
Would you
States
let me do the show remote if I could rent my house out for the month?
Why wouldn't you just? What, why would that regard?
Where would I remote? Stay?
You just come in the studio that
yeah,
you
I was
work
gonna
at.
Say,
why would you have
you
to
live
work from a studio?
I would just go like.
Why would you have to work remote?
City?
Why would you have to work remote? You'd be in Kansas. Come
no,
to work.
You
would
be allowed to city.
Work in your house.
It's not the same thing. I was like, why would that impact you? Not
where would I stay?
Well, then don't rent out your house if you don't know where to stay. No, but people are going to rent
my house.
People will rent out their house during the World Cup next year. Absolutely.
What could you get for? I mean, you know, what could you?
Thousands of dollars. Thousands for the whole month. Thousands. Yeah. Depending on your house location, how nice of a house, you can get probably $10,000 or more.
My house is it's a normal house.
I don't know.
You know, I don't live in a mansion.
The most, decks north of the river.
I will say, beat me in the deck count. Good luck. You know, good luck. They're not all gigantic, and you know, but good decks, quality decks, at least on that end. So you know.
I'm really intrigued to see what I think you're right. I mean, when do they announce the group stages, though? Like, when is that announcement? How far ahead? Because obviously all the teams have to qualify before it's announced.
Sure.
We've already got, I think, 10 teams, 10 countries qualified. Maybe
remember,
12?
It expands this for this one. So there'll be 48 teams. Yeah, there used to be 32. Teams. There'll be 48 countries,
and
I should
Canada,
say.
Mexico, and the United States are already in it as host countries, shared host countries.
I think they already announced the opening match of the World Cup is in Mexico City, actually. And then the final is in New Jersey, or the giant stadium, basically, MetLife. And then the U.S. men's national team's first match, I think they already said that'll be June 12th in L.A.,
The U.S. is already in, hence why we've seen them lose four straight matches with Pochettino as their coach.
Yeah, you were telling me they're not looking good.
Rob is a little bit worried. They're not playing anybody, though, which, again, I don't think you can look at what Pochettino's done and be like, oh, yeah, U.S. men's soccer is in a really bad place because they're losing.
Shouldn't they be like playing together to maybe like get better at soccer rather than I don't care if the match doesn't matter. Shouldn't like playing help them?
I think this is
I understand they're playing somewhere. I understand.
I think it's part of the problem, though, is this club World Cup that they're having over the summertime.
They can't give away tickets in Miami for that. Have you seen that? That they're literally giving, so Messi's playing for in the club FIFA World Cup or whatever that's going on. Their tickets are like $4.
Yeah, to go to Miami?
They're giving tickets away to the local college. They can't get anybody to go.
I think it's because whoever designed this tried to make it be like, well, this is for the best club in the world. No, that's the Champions League. We've already got a tournament for that. You're just trying to claim it. Also, Seattle Sounders is in the tournament. Sorry. They're not the best club in the world. But but teams like PSG, Juventus is playing. But Weston McKennie, a starting midfielder for the country, plays for Juventus. He's probably playing for Juventus during the summertime. Why would he play for Team USA now when in 2 weeks he's going to be playing for Juventus anyways? Their break in between the season, start and end, is already getting filled up by this Club World Cup. So some of these players that are Americans who would start for the starting 11 are just not going to play because they're already invested in one vacation time because they want it, or two, this Club World Cup that they're going to be playing in. So
I understand that this
comes, I get the point, but
take this with a heavy dose of I'm an American and I've consumed sports as an American pretty much this entire time.
Here we go.
It's so weird how soccer works. You're just like away from the team that you play for a month. Then you're back with them. Then you're on loan. You can just be borrowed.
Right.
Like the whole system is so wonky.
Yeah. It's an international system. Yeah. I mean, it really is. It's a global system.
And so like it always like comes off as like, I can't even track half of this. He's talking about like, so you're playing for the US or Juventus, or are you just on vacation? Because normally this is when you'd be on vacation. It's like, I can't even track it. It's too much.
I think part of our problems with tracking a tour that we're on the opposite calendar. Because MLS doesn't want to compete with the NFL, they run their schedule during the summertime where no other big league runs. None. Premier League is off right now. MLS is in the middle of their season. Every other big league is in the offseason right now, except for MLS. So it's hard to, I get why it's hard to track.
World Cup, 363 days, 13 hours, 16 minutes to go.
The countdown begins.
Oh, you got like an actual countdown clock.
I do. It's on the Kansas City World Cup.
Based on a couple of things I read, it might be like November, December when the field's set.
Makes sense. All right.
That's when you can get excited, Cody.
The calendar turns to 2026. You know it's coming up this summer. Like, you know, and honestly, for Kansas City, for selfish purposes, I don't know, hit me after the date of the Super Bowl. February, whatever day the Chiefs play in the Super Bowl again, after that
we'll have plenty of conversations. A
couple days after the parade, maybe, then I can start getting real into it.
Well, plenty of conversations, too, because it's going to impact how the Royals' schedule goes next year, too. They're going to have to be on the road for a long time. They're going to have their schedule's going to be front-loaded or back-loaded.
Like the Spurs rodeo trip or whatever that was for all those years.
The Royals' schedule's going to have to be altered because they're not going to have Royals games going on that month that the World Cup is going on. So, yeah, there's all that kind of stuff that'll sort itself out.
You guys already talking about parade as if it's going to happen. Jeez, all right.
I can safely say that about Chiefs fans and the Chiefs team in general.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.